from Spark and Anvil and Grammar Forge. This is Claw's Chief Carla in Chapter 1 of the Grammar Forge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. Because the dog barked, the cat woke up. The dog that barked woke the cat. Coco, Cull, Main, Sub, End, Dep.
Zzz. 11. 12.
Claw's Chief Carla is Sentencetown's zoning commissioner. Her job is to sort out clauses. She puts them into groups. This helps sentences make sense.
Carla's real name is just Carla. She is very patient. She loves drawing diagrams, especially ones with boxes inside other boxes. Carla thinks sentences are like puzzles. You just need to find the main piece. Then you see how all the other pieces connect. Big sentences aren't messy. They have a clear order, like a family tree, but for words. Once you see the order, any sentence makes sense. Carla grew up in a city planning family. Her mom and dad worked for the Kingdom's Central City Planning Bureau. They planned how the city would grow. They spent their whole careers sorting land. This spot is for houses, her dad would say. That spot is for shops. This one is for a park. Every piece of land needed a label. This helped the city grow in a good way. Carla watched them draw maps. They colored parts of the city. Green for houses, blue for shops. Each color meant something different. When Carla was 15, she saw something. Sentences were just like cities. They had the same kind of problems. Each clause was like a piece of land. Each piece had a job: independent, dependent, relative. Cities worked best when all the pieces fit. Sentences worked best that way too. Wrongly zoned land caused trouble. Wrongly used clauses made sentences messy. They caused sentence errors. Carla walked to Grammar Forge Academy when she was 20. She has been Claw's Chief Carla for 12 years now, a long time. She shows them how. She writes on the board, "The dog barked." She draws a big green box around it. "This is an independent clause," she explains. "It has a subject, the dog. It has a verb, barked. It's a complete thought. It can stand all by itself. So green zoned for standalone use." Next, she writes, she marks it yellow. "This is a dependent clause," she says. "It has a subject and a verb, but it can't stand alone. The word because tells us it's not finished. It's yellow zoned for attached use. It needs a green clause to connect to." A student named Leo raises his hand. "So it's like a garage?" he asks. "A garage needs a house to be useful." Carla smiles. "Exactly, Leo. A great way to think about it." She writes a longer sentence. "Because the dog barked, the cat woke up."
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Claw's Chief Carla. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.